Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to worship on this 22nd Sunday in Pentecost. A warm welcome to anyone who is visiting today. Thank you for choosing to be with us this morning. We are seeing and feeling the full effects of fall. The leaves are dropping. We're certainly experiencing some cooler temperatures. And there are noticeably fewer hours of daylight, which makes me sad. This morning we ask that you would keep Norma Hammer and Rita Seiler in your prayers. Norma has settled in at Seaforth. She is still dealing with the effects of her stroke and other health issues. Rita Seiler was taken to hospital by ambulance earlier this week. And she was diagnosed with a severe infection, but she is coming along and she remains in hospital. So please keep these ladies in your prayers. Those are all the announcements I have. Are there any others that you have to bring forward? If not, today the Holy Spirit calls us together as the people of God. Let us begin our worship service with our gathering song, number 673 in the Red Books, God Whose Almighty Word. And you may rise.
A reading from Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, Sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and raise shouts to the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, save, O Lord, your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I am going to bring them from the land of the north, and gather them from the farthest points of the earth, among them the blind and the lame, those with child and those in labor, together a great company. They shall return here. With weeping they shall come, and with consolations I will lead them back. I will let them walk by brooks of water in a straight path in which they shall not stumble. For I have become a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm today is Psalm 126. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, then they were like those who dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad indeed. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the watercourses of the Negev. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying the seed, will come again with joy, shouldering their sheaves. Our second reading is taken from Hebrews chapter 7, verses 23 to 28. A reading from Hebrews. The former priests were many in numbers because they were prevented by death from continuing in office. But he holds his priesthood permanently because he continues forever. Consequently, he is able for all time to save those who approach God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For it is fitting that we should have such a high priest today, holy, blameless, and undefiled, separated from sinners and exalted above the heavens. Unlike the others, high priests, he has no need to offer sacrifices day after day, first for his own sins and then for those of the people. This he did once for all when he offered himself. But the law appoints as high priests those who are subject to witness. But the word of the oath, which came later than the law, appoints the Son, who has been made perfect forever. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of our Gospel. Our Gospel today is from Mark chapter 10, verses 46 to 52. The Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. As Jesus and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stood still and said, call him here. And they called the blind man, saying to him, take heart, get up, he is calling you. So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and he came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, what do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, my teacher, let me see again. Jesus said to him, go, your faith has made you well. Immediately, he regained his sight and followed him on the way. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. So first I want to acknowledge that parts of this message today are adapted from a Bible study on a website called Hebrews12endurance.com. Can you picture it? Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, sitting by the roadside with his long cloak possibly draped over his lap, in which to collect coins tossed by passers-by. On learning that one in the large crowd was Jesus of Nazareth, he shouted to get Jesus' attention. Bartimaeus was told by many in the crowd to be quiet. They shushed him. In their opinion, he did not deserve to have Jesus listen to him. Bartimaeus refused to be quiet and shouted all the louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me," as he very much wanted to meet Jesus. And Jesus, on hearing this insistence, he stopped, he stood still, and he called the blind man over, and he asked him what he wanted. So throwing off his cloak, Bartimaeus sprang up and came to Jesus. In fact, some of the people in the crowd who had earlier been trying to silence him were now helping him navigate his way through the crowd to reach Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." And Jesus said, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. Let's think about the characters in this story. So we have Bartimaeus, the blind beggar. We have the people in the crowd who sternly ordered him to be quiet, or perhaps ignored him altogether. And we have Jesus, who, on hearing the shouts of this blind man, stopped and asked the man to come to him, and asked the man what he wanted, and then he helped the man. Which of these characters can we best relate to? Consider, are we like Bartimaeus, the blind beggar, the person that some days feel like we're plagued by an insurmountable physical issue or a challenging circumstance that perhaps keeps us outside of the mainstream, sometimes feeling alone or helpless, maybe hopeless, and just waiting for a miracle? Are we like some of those people in the crowd? Someone who perhaps prefers to keep people who are different, or perhaps challenged physically, mentally, or perhaps homeless, poor, or broken, keep those people at a distance? Are we like some of the people in the crowd, someone who offered to make a way or offer support for the person in need, to help them find help, obtain the assistance they need, or steer them towards a new and better path? Or finally, are we like Jesus, hearing the voice of a person in need as they cry out for help, stopping, asking them what they need, listening to their request, engaging with them, and offering what we can do to help them? The story of blind Bartimaeus reminds us that Jesus is truly the answer to our needs. He is the only one that can save us from our circumstances, from our choices, and set us on a new path. So what might we learn from the story of blind Bartimaeus? Well, first of all, don't let anyone silence your voice or dampen your enthusiasm when you're chasing after Jesus. How enthusiastically does Bartimaeus call out to Jesus? He heard that Jesus of Nazareth was nearby, and he knew he had one chance to be healed. Being blind, Bartimaeus wouldn't be able to walk nimbly through the crowd or weave his way around the people. He had one resource, and that was his voice. But some people tried to silence him. Some Bible translations say that people rebuked him. Rebuked. That's a strong word. Defined by the Oxford Dictionary as to express sharp disapproval or criticism of someone because of their behavior or their actions. Rebuked. Do we ever rebuke people? Along with his external voice, there is perhaps that little voice inside his head saying, be quiet, Jesus has more important things to do. But thank God, Bartimaeus didn't allow anyone to silence his voice. When we are seeking after and trying to reach God, we shouldn't let anyone silence us either. Another lesson, our relationship with Christ is personal. God is a relational God. He wants us to have an intimate relationship with Him, and this can't happen if we don't keep our eyes firmly fixed on Him and not let anyone or anything distract us. And how challenging is that in these times? When blind Bartimaeus called out to Jesus, Jesus stopped. That's a pretty big deal. The Savior of the world, the awaited Messiah, the teacher of the 12, stopped and then waited for the blind man to make his way to him. He waited to hear the blind man's request. Jesus stopped for a person who most people wouldn't have given the time of day. In a society where physical ailments were believed to have been a punishment for sin, blind Bartimaeus was on nobody's favorites list. Yet Jesus stopped for the blind man and waited for him to make his way to him. Like the blind man, we need to focus on God and Him only. We have a race to run and a limited time on earth in which to run it. And we can only do that when we pay attention to the path, God's path, set before us, and not allow ourselves to get distracted by what other people say to us or about us. Third, obstacles will be put in our way, and we should be ready to cast them aside. In Hebrews 12, 1-2, we read, therefore, since we are surrounded by such great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders, and the sin that so easily entangles. We are encouraged to lay aside every obstacle or anything that will block us from God. Like blind Bartimaeus, we have to make a decision to pursue God, even when things get in our way. Blind Bartimaeus' story should be our story. We should be so desperate for Jesus that we chase after Him despite obstacles or people that get in our way. Bartimaeus didn't let anything, not even his beloved cloak, a critical item for his physical survival, prevent him from getting to Jesus. And finally, don't pay attention to the crowd. In this story, we saw the people try to silence the blind man when he cried out to Jesus. Had it been up to most of them, Jesus would have walked right by the blind man and everything would have remained the same. But when Jesus stopped to speak to Bartimaeus, some of these people started to encourage him. And they called to the blind man, saying to him, take heart, get up, he is calling you. It's possible that some of them were the same people who had rebuked him earlier. The lesson we learn from Bartimaeus, can't listen to the crowd. The crowd is changeable. They are responding to external circumstances, which are prone to change. If we are going to follow our God-given purpose, we have to base our decisions on a standard that doesn't change. God never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. In Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. He's the one that we should be using as a measuring stick for what's good. Our actions should be based on what He says rather than what the world dictates. The lessons uncovered from this story are powerful. We have to keep our focus on Jesus and God and keep doing the things that draw us closer to Him. It's easy to make excuses for the things we know we should do but aren't doing. What one thing could you do to make a difference in someone's life who is blind or sad or lonely, ill, hungry, experiencing homelessness, or you fill in the blank? Just one. or maybe just one more thing. We read in Matthew 25, verses 35 to 40. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me. And then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you? Or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in? Or need clothing and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison or go to visit you? The king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. So, may we do just one more thing. Do what we can, act, not just think about acting, not acting out of obligation, not letting others act for us, not waiting to be invited, just doing what we can. Are we like Jesus, hearing the voice of a person in need as they cry out for help, stopping, asking them what they need, listening to their request, engaging with them, and offering whatever we can to help them? May we be more like him. Amen. We continue with the hymn of the day, hymn number 612 in our red hymnal. And I neglected to remind that as yet we are not able to sing. However, feel free to follow the words, absorb the words, hum along with our hymn of the day. Healer of our every ill. You may remain seated.
Thank you.
I invite you to rise for our prayers of intercession. Set free from sin and death and nourished by the word of truth, we join in prayer for all of God's creation. Risen One, we give you thanks for congregations and ministries throughout the world that serve as centers of prayer and action. Empower missionaries, teachers, healers, evangelists, and all who are sent to share your song of joy. Hear us, O God.
Lord, your mercy is great.
Holy One, we give you thanks for generous land that produces abundant harvests. Strengthen and protect all soils from rooftop gardens to prairie farmlands, to patio planters, to fertile valleys, and bless all who lovingly tend them. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Ruling One, we give you thanks for leaders of nations who work to build up common good. Strengthen efforts of reconciliation among all nations, that peace extends in every direction. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Healing One, we give you thanks for all who labor for the health of others. Comfort and strengthen all who struggle with chronic pain. Send healing and relief to all who are sick. We remember today Eddie, Elaine, Barb, Sarah, Bonnie, Tilly, Katie, Nicole, Esther, Phyllis, John and Ruth, Norma, Rita, Bruce and Ruth, the lives and memory of thousands of buried children at residential school sites across Canada, and those we name out loud or in the silence of our hearts. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Creative One, open our eyes to see you in our midst. Open our ears to hear your invitation to partner in ministry. Open our hearts to new ways of serving. Move our hands and feet to bring hope and healing to the world. Let us see again through your eyes where you call us to serve. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Living One, we give you thanks for the saints who have increased our faith. Give us courage to follow in hope until you gather us all around your table of abundance. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Confident that you hear us, O God, we boldly place our prayers into your hands through Jesus Christ, our truth and life. Amen. And now may the peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
And I invite you to turn to your neighbor and share a sign of peace. Be it a peace sign, be it a wave, be it friendly, warm, smiling eyes. Peace be with you. Looking forward to the day when we can shake hands again. Let us pray our offering prayer. God of abundance, you cause streams to break forth in the desert and manna to rain from the heavens. Accept the gifts you have first given us. Unite them with the offering of our lives to nourish the world you love so dearly. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. And our prayer in thanksgiving for the word. Let us pray. O God of justice and love, we give thanks to you that you illumine our way through life with the words of your Son. Give us the light we need, awaken us to the needs of others, and at the end bring all the world to your feast. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus has taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come,
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. The God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another, in accordance with Christ Jesus. Amen. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The God of grace bless you now and forever. Amen. Our sending song today is hymn number 878 in the red hymnal, Soli Deo Gloria. And for those who may not know, the title is a Latin term for glory to God alone. It has been used by the likes of Johann Sebastian Bach and George Frideric Handel to signify that the work was produced for the sake of praising God. And so on this day when we have so much to be thankful for and so much to give to others, Soli Deo Gloria.
go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render no evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God.